Is this shit on?
No, no.
It's on.
You have to rewind it. Start it at that button.
This is not a cassette player.
And then hit the... It's not?
No, it's an 8-track.
An 8-track? You can't record on 8-tracks. It has to be a cassette player.
It's going.
Okay, okay. Hey, yeah. Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Pissed?
Why?
Yeah, COVID.
COVID? You have COVID?
No, I just don't like all this shit and all this time of running from this thing, and I'm fucking over it.
You know, I have a comment to make.
What's that?
Yeah, COVID, horrible situation, tremendous ramifications throughout the world. Sorry to all the people that lost their lives, and especially to the loved ones that
are
suffering.
Yeah.
But however, have we forgotten about the fact that there's a lot of other things going on out there? There's other illnesses. Whatever happened to cardiovascular disease? It's gone.
No, that's not there anymore. It's all wrapped into COVID.
Or the flu.
COVID.
Or cough, cold, COVID. Head congestion.
COVID.
One last statement.
What's that?
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah.
COVID-free zone.
This is a COVID-free zone.
Yes.
We don't mask up, although we do mask up when we go into public areas.
We do,
And we do that because we want to be respectful of other people.
Yeah, only when standing or walking, though. We don't. It's not necessary to mask when you're sitting.
Or masturbating.
Yes. Really? Yeah.
Well, I tried it. Tried it with and without the mask.
Yeah.
I found myself a little winded when I had the mask on. Yeah. I want to delve into something real quick.
What's that?
We brought up the conversation or the topic of marriage here not too long ago. And I was talking to my friend Mel. And she brought up a very interesting point.
What's that?
That is when marriage was originally conceived back way back when. In like the days when Joe Biden was born.
Right.
Right? It was designed for people that had a very short lifespan. Right? They would live to be 40, 50 years old.
Right.
Right? We don't do that anymore. We live to be 80, 85, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And so the concept of marriage is applicable to a 20-year time period.
No, I disagree with you.
Why is that? Why?
Because it was, because there's language in it, till death do us part.
Right.
But they didn't say, unless it's longer than 41 and a half years, it just says, till death do us part.
Right.
Which is good. Remember, I'm a guy who's coming on his fourth marriage.
Right.
So it's not like I've been successful at this.
Right.
But I'm just, in theory, it's, I don't think that the intention was for any time period. It was just...
Till death do you part.
Yeah, whenever, however long that may be.
But then back then, that was, 20, 30 years?
Well, it could have been if it was. But there also wasn't a limitation on that.
Are we raised, you know, when we grow up, we learn a couple of things, right, in kindergarten.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that old poster. I learned everything I know in life in kindergarten. How to open the door for the lady. How to say please. How to say thank you. And those are the things that stick with us through life. And
somewhat.
And are we raised thinking that, hey, we have to get married? Is that societal pressure?
Not for me, because I had a mom who went through several marriages, and I saw it, and I saw all the downfalls of it and all the problems in it. So, I perpetuated it.
Yeah, me as well. I mean, same same pair of boots.
Yeah,
but yet we jump back into it. Or we you know, from the time that we turn 20-something years old, it's like, hey, I want to get married. I want to have 2.5 kids. I want to have that nice car, big house. Is that because we're pressured by society? That's what we're supposed to do?
I think it's because we're led to believe that that's what's going to make us happy.
Ah, valid
and then
point.
Then we get there, and it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's missing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got all the stuff I was supposed to have to be happy, and I'm not happy now.
So I don't know if you feel the same, but we kind of do this because they did it, and they did it, and they did it, so we're going to do it too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if us as human beings were necessarily designed to do that.
I don't know.
I
don't think that's the preferred way to do it.
Right.
If you go back biblically, it's not the preferred way. But it's like, if you can't handle being single, get married. That's what the Bible says. I mean, it says that.
Yeah, but why can't we be single and, you know, have friends and have a full life and do all sorts of everything?
Well, we're supposed to be able to.
Well, it doesn't feel right, though.
Right.
Because then you're always the single guy.
Right.
So let's get him a girlfriend. Let's get him a girlfriend.
Well, yeah, and we can't get together. You can't get together as a single with a couple, because then that's awkward.
Yeah, then you're the third wheel.
Uh-huh.
So here's a concept.
Okay, tell me. I'm sure this is going to be a
delightful. This is a good concept. I think we should start legislation, right?
Shocking.
Moving forward, we should start a petition. We could start right here in a little local community.
Perfect. I'm all in.
Number one, we need to revise wedding vows.
To say.
To say.
So you don't want to anymore.
And no, we just drop the death part and tell do us part. Okay. That's one.
Okay.
And then I think all marriages should have a standard issued prenuptial agreement with just like a lease on a building, right? So, you know, you're going to sign a lease on a new office space, right? You'll probably go 5 years with an option to renew after five, right? So why can't we do marriage the same? We do it for our residences. We do it for our office space.
For everything but marriage.
For everything but marriage. So I think all marriages in the prenup should have a 5-year minimum, right? Okay. With the option to renew for five after that.
It has to be signed by both parties.
By both parties.
After 5 years.
Yeah. And should, at the end of the first 5 years, one party decide, hey, that's not it, and then boom, you're done. Have a nice day.
I think you should get a consolation prize. So if you make it to 5 years and you don't renew, I think you should get some kind of, like, you get to keep the tax benefit.
Yes.
Something. Some reward for actually
making it 5 years. At least trying it.
Yes.
You know, putting your best foot forward.
Giving it the shot. Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You have nothing else to talk about?
No, I'm eating German-Filipino food forever.
Enough with the German-Filipino food.
Speaking
of
that.
There's no such thing.
What? Speaking of that.
Uh-huh.
This is our last episode of 2021.
It is?
Maybe not. I don't know. I just
we still got another day left.
I don't know, that's a long time for us.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey,
yeah.
Have you seen us on TikTok?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at the numbers and how quickly that thing grows.
That's crazy,
that's
man.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think we've had, 25,000, almost 30,000 views on on our videos on TikTok.
And we started this weekend?
Yeah, it's only been 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Sleepless in Cialis.
Mm-hmm.
Did I spell it right?
No, it's Sleepless in Cialis.
No, wait, I think it's right.
No, it's wrong.
No. But
Cialias.
Even for the page?
Maybe that's better.
No, that was just for the email. That's just for the email.
No, it shows on the page, Cialis.
Oh, okay. So maybe we won't get sued that way. No wonder we don't have very many followers. Anyway,
We have thousands in 3 days.
Yeah.
Thousands of followers.
I think it's an awesome experience.
It's bizarro.
So let's narrow this down.
Okay.
I think we have had a fantastic 2021.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
We started with one listener here on Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah.
And now we're up to almost 20,000.
Right.
15, whatever.
We didn't really even get to know each other until 2021.
Right.
And look at this massive venture that's out there now.
I know, it's huge.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, Facebook has blown up on us.
Uh-huh.
This has blown up on us.
The Tickety Talk.
Uh-huh. Tickety Talk, And now looking forward to 2022, what do we see?
Oh, wait, we decided we were going to call it something different.
TikTok?
Because of our, what's the word for it? Not anagram.
Anonymity.
No, sick.
Sick. Sick. Sick.
Sick. Sick. What is that? The three letters. What?
Sleepless in Cialis.
Yeah. So we decided that we're going to call our little piece of that world Sick Talk. Work.
Yeah. Well, what? Well, no. Yeah. Yes.
Sick Talk.
Sick Talk.
Yeah.
By WAC.
Yes. We can do that because I know they've also created, there's a MILF talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's all these other talks.
Uh-huh.
So why can't we have Sick Talk?
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. By WAC.
So as soon as we figure out how to put the little hashtag or the keyword on there, we tag them all Sick Talk. So if people want to watch it, they can just type in Sick Talk.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wait, but I want to clarify.
First, we got to figure out how the fuck we're going to do that because we are totally, totally inept at anything of technology.
Extremely.
Yes.
And I would like to volunteer.
I say we, meaning you.
Primarily me.
I'm including myself. So I don't blame it on you.
And I would like to stand up. I would like to stand up. and confess my sins to Father Craig. I have taken the lead on the technology.
Yes.
And it was
that might have been a mistake, folks.
And it was definitely a mistake. It's like Joe Biden. We all make mistakes.
But hey, you actually got me access into that page today.
Took a while.
I still can't get into Facebook.
But starting with Facebook, right? I completely screwed that up because it's not Sleepless in Cialis. It's
Sleepless in Cialis.
It's all one word.
Yeah. And right? I don't have any administrative rights. So I'm totally reliant on you.
We're working on it. I thought I gave you my passcode. Let me give it to you right now. It's www. We're screwed.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Yeah.
We're screwed.
Okay, no, I want to look forward to 2022.
I'm thinking about this lady who exposed her breasts to you on Facebook.
Beautiful.
It's bizarre.
It's beautiful.
Well, why did that happen?
Well, I think in this world, and this kind of all goes back to this this whole marriage thing. We talked about this when we were talking about the dogs that we saw in the park going at each other. I believe in monogamy.
Right.
And I'm a firm believer in that. And however, I don't think that appeals or applies to every single person that's out there walking in the street. And I think there are...
Now, do you mean like monogamy with multiple people?
No.
Just one person.
I'm monogamous to one. Okay. But the reality is, that's me or that's you. Uh-huh.
Right.
Right? It doesn't apply to everybody.
No, I don't want to put that on anybody.
And I think if somebody wants to have multiple partners and spread themselves like butter on toast, go for it. Have a good time. Yeah,
that's not the problem. The oddness that I'm finding in this is, hey, I like your TikTok. Here are my breasts.
I sent her a picture of your crotch in return.
Oh, boy. She definitely wouldn't have sent you those back.
Wait, did you see what I sent her? I think it's a great thing. Hey, it's a lot better than what Brock was sending us.
Yeah, Brock was a little messed up. You need help, though.
Yeah, Brock was out there. I hope you're listening, Brock.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Yes. No.
Yeah. No.
We're not, but somebody is. Just not us.
Somebody is. Yeah. So let's talk about 2022.
Okay.
What do we want to do? We're Sleepless in Cialis going in 2022.
So if we make the progress in 2022 that we did in 2021, it's like world domination. At that point.
I know.
It's crazy.
Like Dexter's Laboratory.
What's that?
I don't know. I think it's a show for kids where the guy tries to take over the world.
Yeah. Can you tell which one of us has kids?
Yes. Pretty obvious right there. Yeah. But I think it's going to be, I think 2022 is going to be huge for Sleepless in Cialis.
So we need, what's our business plan for 2022?
What's that?
So all this money we're making from this, we need to figure out how we're going to invest that back into the podcast / multimedia, social media.
Are you talking about the $52 piles?
Yes.
The $52?
$52.47.
That we've made so far?
Yes.
Yeah. I think
not to mention the thousands that we spent.
Yes. Which offsets credit and debit.
Yeah, yeah.
This has definitely turned into be a tax write-off.
Yes, it certainly has.
At the rate we're going.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, so wait, that's enough about 2022, because I'm a firm believer that when we forecast as human beings, we do not forecast the best, and that creates fear. Fear is a non-tangible thing, and fear we can't see, touch, or smell, but when we think about the future, we feel fear. So I choose not to think forward.
See, I think that when we forecast, I think that we are setting an expectation, and I think we're setting limitations.
Yes.
So that's what I don't want to see us do, is limit us to this is going to be our growth for 2022.
No.
What if it should be way bigger than that, but we limit ourselves to that?
Okay, if we started with one and we're at 15,000, that equates to a 15,000 increase, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we do that for 2022?
No.
Why not?
We're going to do way more than that.
Wait, what's 15,000 times 15,000?
Lots.
All right.
It's big.
It's a big number. So I think we should, I don't know. Let's get through today.
Let's get through today. Let's get through tomorrow.
Yeah.
The next year starts, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that what? Right. Saturday is the new
Saturday,
year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then let's just, let's continue on.
Craig, we'll build
our multimedia production company.
Yes. with three different names.
Yes, and an iPhone.
and an iPhone.
Yes.
I got to ask you one question. I know my answer.
I don't know that I want to answer.
What was your favorite episode of 2021?
Oh,
or your favorite moment. Your favorite moment. Awkward silence.
Boy, I don't remember much. Because
we had like 48 episodes.
We did.
Yeah, still
getting it down to one is tough.
Yeah, my favorite moment. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of favorite moments. It's been a wonderful trip.
Yes,
honestly.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was that first episode we did, Middle-Aged Men and Groupon.
Really?
Yeah, I went back and I listened to it the other day.
Uh huh.
And the reason I like it so much is because if you listen to that and then you listen to us now, the amount of growth that we've had, it's just been a beautiful experience.
We've gone through a lot of changes.
Yeah,
over
ups
that
and
time.
Downs
over
and all that other kind of stuff.
You know, and adding all these characters to the thing, which in retrospect, I don't care for.
Well, wait. If anybody, let's ask the audience.
Okay.
If anybody wants to see Horatio or Kiki come back in 2022, shoot us an email at bighands@sleepwithseattle.com.
No, we'll ask you right now. Let us know.
Let us know.
We're waiting.
Wait, how they can't tell us?
We're waiting.
We're podcasting.
Shh.
This is an iPhone.
Let them speak.
Crickets.
They're embarrassed. They're shy. We have a shy audience.
They all want it. All want it. Yeah. No.
Do let us know. And it's, my God, look at that red bird. That is a brilliant, brilliant color of red.
That's good luck right there.
That's really cool.
That's good luck. We love you. We have a red bird that looks like it's crossbred with a black bird.
It's almost fluorescent the way it's shining. The red is hitting. Wow, it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, that was it.
Our good luck is over.
that's enough for Mother Nature.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So what? Give me a favorite moment.
I don't know. It might have been when I realized what I was dealing with.
The potential.
In you.
Oh, that's scary. Is that when it all went downhill?
I loved it when I discovered your continual wait. I loved that moment. Mm. And for weeks after, I just focused on that, and I just couldn't get over the wait.
Yeah.
And it's in a, I still love it when that happens. Sometimes it's become Craig.
Well, yeah, I had to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, that was really a favorite moment of mine. I really enjoy that.
Yeah, that was a good moment. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I love to bust your chops.
That's classic.
To make fun of your speech, to make fun of your spelling.
My spelling's
awesome.
To make
fun of your technical abilities.
The only problem with my spelling is its consistency.
Well, now I'm trying to figure out what your strong suit.
I have one somewhere.
Tell me.
I'm thinking. Give me time.
Wait.
You know what? We got to wrap this episode.
We got to hit it.
That's
one thing. 2022, expect shorter, more frequent episodes because if you're like us, your attention span is limited.
Well, no, I took Ritalin. ADHD.
Okay, if you're like me and you're not on Ritalin and you have a limited attention span, then we're going to cut this down. We're going to try for like 15 minutes. So if you're going like to the grocery store,
you have time.
You have time. Or if you're only 7 minutes away, you can listen half of it there, half on the way back.
Yeah.
And while you're in the store, you can discuss it with all the people in the store.
Let's overtake Joe Rogan this year.
Who's Joe Rogan?
He's like number one podcast guy.
Joe Rogan?
Rogan.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We can do it.
I think we can do it.
Yeah. I know we can.
Are we going to have fancy production like he does?
Yeah. We'll do something. Ladies and gents, thanks for listening.
Thank you for coming.
Sleepless in Cialis. Bighands@sleeplessincialis.com.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Craig loves to do our Facebook tagline. Craig?
We have a Facebook tagline?
No, just come up with something quick.
Okay.
Yeah. Sleepless in Cialis, one word.
Yeah, wait.
Have a great, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!